May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring episode of the Silsila Spiritual Cures. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. And a kind reminder that whenever you are making dua for yourself, your family, your community, then include the ummah as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that for the sake of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, that he Azza wa Jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, maghfira, forgiveness to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Once again, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have some questions from callers that will be aired very soon. And it's handy to have a notebook, a diary, so you can quickly write down the important Madani pearls of advices along with the litanies, the invocations, the wada'if and awrad. Because who knows, maybe what we'll be discussing, who knows, maybe you will be experiencing these issues currently, or you maybe may know somebody, or you could be experiencing in the future. And then you can use that notebook, that journal, as a reference book and share it with others with good intentions. You earn reward, inshallah, al-kareem. Before we request for the calls, let's remember the beautiful ahadith, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. And أَفْضَلُ الْعَمَلِ النِّيَّةُ الصَّادِقَةِ. That the best action is a truthful intention. Let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. Certainly, time is fast and life is short. The smart, wise and intelligent person is one who fulfills the purpose, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and plans, prepares for comfort in the grave and salvation on the day of judgment through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we need to do good deeds. We need to abstain from sinning. We need to include in our daily routine the recitation of the glorious Quran every day, some portion. His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us to start with 3 verses every day. And then gradually you increase it. And throughout your day, recite an abundance of dhikrullah, salawat, durood-e paak, istighfar, make sincere tawbah, repentance on a daily basis. Do your best to abstain from sinning, to fulfill rights of the people, to learn and practice the sunnah, to be punctual with the salahs and to perform them properly. Learn a dua for the day. Learn something of deen for the day and obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The beautiful narration says that the one who recites salawat 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So instead of wasting away this short precious life in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, make it count by doing that which pleases our Creator, our Sustainer, our Nourisher, Almighty Allah, the one to whom we are going to return to sooner than we realize. We will request our director sahab and our wonderful team to please go ahead with the first call for today. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Truly enjoying the show. Please do continue with this good work, inshallah azza wa jal. My question is, how can a person have a good end, and what are those actions that lead one to a bad death?
Allahu Akbar. Oh, devotees, lovers of Allah and His Rasul azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lovers of the Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt Athar, and the Awliya Allah. One thing we do not know about death is how many people, unfortunate people, who have met their death while sinning, in a state of intoxication, whilst watching movies, dramas, films, listening to music, indulging in impermissible deals, violating people's rights. But they are those as well. Many fortunate ones who have left this world whilst performing good deeds, in a state of prostration in sajda, or whilst reciting the glorious Quran, whilst in salah, whilst listening to the glorious Quran, whilst listening to Na'at Sharif, praises of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a state of i'tikaf, whilst going to the masjid, you hear of them, or performing tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, or during the Hajj season, or when they went for Umrah, while they were in Medina Tahiba, Zadha Allahu Sharafa wa Ta'zeema. What kind of an end do I want? Question yourself. And every single person will say the same thing. I want a good end. I want a good death. But how am I living my life? Because death is an advice, the best advice for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final prophet, has mentioned that kafa bil mawti wa'idhan. Death is enough as advice. A man went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complained about hard-heartedness, that his heart was hard. Of course, not physically hard, but his heart was very hard. It was very too stern, stringent, strict, over the limit. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, contemplate over the conditions of the graves and heed warnings about being raised after death. So this is a cure for hard-heartedness. Remember the graves, that very soon I am going to taste death. Then what? Very soon there's going to be accountability on the day of judgment, when every single person will be resurrected. So again, we come back to the question, how am I living my life? It's true what they say, الدنيا مزرعةُ الآخرة, that the world is a farm for your afterlife. And the scholars elaborate that one is to plant the seeds of good deeds in order to gain the harvest of Jannah, paradise, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we plant the seeds of bad deeds, sinful activities, then what is the harvest? Hellfire, through the justice of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So how am I living my life? As a pure soul, as a good, obedient slave of Almighty Allah, who is somebody who is disobedient, openly disobeying the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, living my life totally against the teachings and commands of Al-Quran, against the teachings and orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that I can get an understanding of what type of end I probably will meet, depending on how I live my life, good or bad. So I want to share with you a blessed hadith which encompasses both these things, the pure soul and the evil soul. Of course, the pure soul will have a good end and the evil soul will have a bad end. And then I need to judge myself. When last did I judge myself? Or am I too busy judging him and her? So there's no time to judge myself and strive to reform myself, rectify myself, to remove my shortcomings, to become a better Muslim, a more practical Muslim, to become a better human being, to refine my character. The final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has told us, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the number one hadith narrator, has said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, angels, they come to a person at the time of death. If he is righteous, the angels say, oh pure soul, come out. You remained in a pure body, and so come out whilst being worthy of praise, for you are glad tidings of comfort, happiness, and pure sustenance, and that your Lord is not displeased with you. The angels continue to say this until the soul separates from the body. Subhanallah. We come to know that there is no need to pull out a righteous believer's soul with force. Rather, the soul will exit the body by itself after hearing these glad tidings. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has further said that the soul of that righteous person is then taken towards the sky. Its doors are opened for him. The angels of the sky ask, who is this? The angels who took the soul reply, this is so-and-so. The angels of the sky, they say, welcome to the pure soul that remained in a pure body. Come, you are worthy of praise, for you are glad tidings of comfort, happiness, and a pure sustenance, and that your Lord is not displeased with you. All the angels of the heavens continue to say this until the soul is presented in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. O lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam further mentions, if a person is evil, the angels say, O wretched soul that remained in a wretched body, leave, leave. You are worthy of condemnation, for you are tidings of scalding water, pus, and other such punishments. The angels continue to say this until the soul separates from the body. It is then taken towards the sky. The doors of the sky are knocked upon. The angels of the sky ask, who is this? The other angels reply, it is so and so. Upon this, the angels of the sky say, there is no welcome for him. This is a wretched soul that remained in a wretched body. Return, condemned. The doors of the sky will not be opened for it. It is then thrown from the skies until it reaches the grave, to Sijjiyin, which is beneath the seven earths. How am I living my life? The great scholar Imam al-Ghazali, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that a person dies in the state that he lived his life, and he will be resurrected on the day of judgment in the state that he died. So how am I living my life? I want a good end. But if I'm doing all bad things, I'm saying all bad things, I believe bad things, how is it possible? If I'm planting seeds to get an apple seeds, but then if the expectation is to get an orange, does it make sense? So, live your life in accordance to the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Live your life every day, every moment, to make not the people happy, not your ego, yourself, your nafsul amara happy, to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. He is the creator, the merciful creator. Make him happy and you will be made happy. Make dua constantly. One dua we must make every single day. If possible, as is possible, after every salah, for a good death with iman. For yourself, for your offspring, your family. Every day make this dua. It is also said that there's something which lengthens one's age and saves one from a bad death. And there is good relations with one's parents and relatives. So how's my relationship with them? My parents have passed on. Am I making dua for them every single day? Dua of maghfirah, for their forgiveness. Sending them isol thawab. By doing good, if they are alive, what type of relationship do I have with them? So all of these things boils down to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and obey the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then inshallah ta'ala, through his mercy, one will be protected, will be saved from a bad death and will experience a good death. Insha'Allahul Kareem. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
I hope all is well, inshallah, Maulana. I have a question regarding loans. What can be recited to assist in absolving one's loan? Please advise.
Loans today So many people, when they go through even a little financial problem, they feel like the loan will sort out the problem. And then they find themselves in very nasty situations. Wealth is one of the basic necessities of humans. And life remains more or less pleasant as long as one has sufficient wealth to cover your expenses every month. When one faces financial difficulties, every single day brings about some new expense, and life becomes extremely difficult and challenging. In such circumstances, at times, one has to go through the undesirable avenue of taking out a loan in order to fulfill his needs. And the way Islam has given a beautiful system of regularly giving sadaqat, charities, donations, zakah, to help the poor and needy, to help the weak and destitute. Likewise, giving a loan to the needy has also been greatly encouraged. Did you know? The reward of sadaqah is 10 times. And the reward of giving a loan is 18 times. Because even a non-needy person may take some sadaqah, they are surviving. But maybe they just need a little bit extra. But a loan is normally taken by a person who is desperate, a person who is truly in need. I'm not talking about taking out loans for starting a business or something like that. I'm talking about a person who has reached a stage where they can't even afford groceries. They're not receiving any donation to look after their family's survival. I'm talking about when taking out a loan, it is necessary to have the firm intention of returning the loan instead of playing hide and seek and running away and not paying back what we owe. The intention is hidden from the person, the one we are taking a loan from. They don't know the intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of the states of hearts. Listen to this blessed hadith. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, one who took a loan with the intention of repaying it, Allah Almighty repays it on his behalf. And he who takes a loan with the intention of harming the other person, then Allah Almighty destroys him. It is essential to devise a strategy of repaying the loan before taking the loan. Before we even take the loan, plan something practical where I can pay back this loan. It shall not be the case that there are no sources of income and the lender is given false hopes. In such cases, it can result in the relations of both being disrupted. If you, for whatever reason, could not pay back this month, I mean, of course, these things will have to be written down. Witnesses have to be present. That's ideal. That's encouraged. Write it down. So tomorrow, nobody can make a false claim that, hey, I loaned you so much of money. Actually, the person didn't. Oh, I borrowed so much of money from you. Instead of that figure, no, this small figure here I borrowed. People do these things. People lie to save themselves. And then those relations could be from your friend that you took out a loan. Maybe a family member. And if you don't pay it back, if there's a genuine reason, contact them. Tell them, please, you know, just give me a little time. Unfortunately, this unforeseen circumstances are there. So I needed to sort that out next month, or as soon as I can, I'm going to pay you back every month so much of. All these things must be put down on paper and include a clause in there that for whatever genuine reason, if I'm unable to pay it back, then as soon as possible, I will pay it back. Because we don't want those relationships to become strained, especially if it is somebody who is close to you, like your family member, maybe a brother or sister, and then by not paying it back, no communication. This is a reason why these bonds break. And we all know how much Islam emphasizes on keeping the family together. Now let me share some wada'if to be recited, inshallah al-kareem. One is, if you are stuck in debts, if you are stuck in loans, you feel that you are drowning, follow this, inshallah al-kareem. do it with good intentions. Yes, continue making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is in His control. Everything. He's the all-powerful. And put in your effort. Try your best. Even if it is a little, but each time, every month. So the one who lent you knows you that you are trying. So put in your effort. And practice upon. First thing is, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To help you pay off all of these loans and debts. Pay off all the people that you owe. Put in your efforts. And then practice upon these wada'if, these teachings. The scholars of Islam, kathrahumullah, have said that a person who recites the following will attain quick debt relief, inshaAllah ta'ala. 300 times recite Suratul Takathur, Alhaakumul Takathur, Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir, the whole surah. Okay? So if you want to fix a time to make it easy for yourself, and okay, you know what, this time to this time, I'm at work, I can take over maybe Maghrib to Isha, or after Isha, before sleeping, Fajr time, before Fajr, whatever is easy for you. Surah Al-Takathur, recite 300 times. Then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After every salah, recite the following 11 times. And 100 times in the morning and evening. Every day with Salat ala Nabi Durood Sharif once before and after. Until the purpose is fulfilled. Very famous dua. Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramika wa aghnini bifadlika amman siwak. Simple, easy. It means, O Allah, grant me lawful sustenance and save me from that which is unlawful, and with your grace, make me independent of everyone except you. What a beautiful dua. You can find this dua in the famous book which every Muslim house should have a copy of. Madani Treasure of Blessings on page 240. So for your hard copy, you can contact Maktabatul Madinah near you. That's our publications department and bookshop. Or you can download the free ebook from dawatislami.net. In fact, you can download for free hundreds and hundreds of books and booklets on different topics. And many of those booklets are translated into over 30 different languages for the benefit of the Ummah. So this beautiful dua, Allahumma kfini, Madani Pansura, page 240, recite it 11 times after every salah and 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening as well. Through the park once before and after. It is mentioned in the book Miratul Marajih that this dua has proven effects. If a Muslim regularly recites this dua after every salah, he will remain protected from debt and oppression. Inshallah al-Kareem. Another beautiful Quranic dua or Quranic practice. The following is to be recited for those who are suffering because of being drowned in debts or loans. Recite the following after every salah with 3 times Durood Sharif before and after, and then make dua. The following must be recited 7 times. Surah Quraysh. Ni'ila fi Quraysh. 7 times. With Durood Sharif 3 times before, 3 times after. Do this after every salah and then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve you of those loans, of those debts, and to repay all of them. And don't forget every night, recite Suratul Waqi'ah, whole surah. One time, every night, after Maghrib or after Isha. Inshallah al-Kareem, that person who does so, who is habitual with that, will never face destitution. Inshallah as-salam. May we please have the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, Manana Sahab, very interesting show. My question is, what can one do or recite for constipation?
Allah protect us, but that is not an easy thing. And somebody is experiencing it. Very painful. Constipation, generally, it means having fewer than 3 bowel movements a week or passing out hard, dry, and painful stools. This occurs when waste moves too slowly through the large intestine, causing the body to absorb too much of the water. It is rarely serious and can often be linked to different types of lifestyle choices, but occasionally it can indicate some underlying issues. Some lifestyle factors include low dietary fiber intake, less fiber is being consumed, maybe dehydration, not drinking enough fluids, lack of physical activity, or even ignoring the urge to go out. It could also be a cause or caused by medications, certain side effects of certain painkillers, antacids, blood pressure tablets, certain antidepressants. It could be a medical condition such as IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, diabetes, and underactive thyroid. These can contribute to it. So the common symptoms are bloating, abdominal discomfort or cramping pains, a feeling of incomplete bowel evacuation, and the need to strain. Now, whatever advices we are giving, please consult with the doctor. This is important because they will have your medical chart. They will know exactly, you know, what is better for you and what is not. Okay, that's important. If you are suffering from occasional constipation, then simple adjustments can provide relief to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase your hydration of water, drink more water during that period especially, or warm liquids to soften the stool. Boost your fiber intake. Eat more fiber-rich things, more fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, prunes, prune juice. These are effective as well. So whilst occasional constipation is normal, you should consult a healthcare professional if symptoms are severe, if they last longer than a week, or if you experience warning signs such as bleeding in the rear, unexplained weight loss, or severe abdominal pains that is just not leaving you. So keep in mind all of these things, the symptoms. Am I drinking enough water? Am I eating enough fiber? Am I living a life that is physical, or I'm just stuck in the room, stuck at my desk, no physical activity? I'm not saying go and get a membership in the gym. Walking. Amir al-Sunnah Tamad Barakatumul Aliyah has advised something so simple that will benefit us medically, physically, psychologically, and spiritually as well. Something that even our Islamic sisters in the confines of their homes can do. Walking. So he has advised minimum, if we can double this, even better, but minimum 45 minutes a day, walk. For the first 15 minutes, it must be a brisk walk at a fast pace where you break out a sweat. The next 15 minutes at your normal pace, and the last 15 minutes once again at a fast pace. This has all-round holistic benefit. Some sisters who are stay-at-home mums, home execs as they call them, maybe in a passage or in one room, your own bedroom, up and down, do this. You will feel so much better that you are doing something, you know, practical, something positive, something productive. And then how spiritually it can benefit one? 45 minutes is some time. Whilst walking, you know, you see these people who are jogging and they've got earphones or, you know, all these other gadgets in their ears, and many a times they're listening to music, filling their ears with haram. Put in your earphones if you want. Listen to the glorious Quran. Listen to Naat Sharif or some kalam. Dhikrullah. Or put on the weekly audio book of Dawud Islami. Every week a new booklet is released. The hard copy, the soft copy, and the audio. The audiobook is also released. And those are generally 25 minutes, half an hour, maybe maximum 40 minutes or so, generally. Put that on. You'll be learning something of deen from authentic sources. Or have your counter, have your tasbih, recite. Dhikrullah. recite at least 313 times Durood Sharif minimum. Recite istighfar, subhanallah azza wa jal. Make your good intentions, then ya Allah azza wa jal, I'm doing this exercise, this walking, so that I can keep fit and perform ibadat properly. I don't need to sit down, I don't need a chair. So make your good intentions beforehand, and you earn thawab. Whilst I'm walking, whilst I'm exercising, I'm going to make your dhikr, ya Allah. I'm going to recite durood pak. I'm going to recite istighfar. I'm going to listen to and learn something of deen. Subhanallah. You're earning thawab. So spiritually, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, medically, so much of benefit is there. So start with that. And don't forget, every week, the new booklet is released. To go over that, there's so much to learn. It's unreal. And also read over the monthly Faizan-e-Madina magazine. Attend the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima of Dawat Islami. Travel with a qafila of Dawat Islami in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at least 3 days in a month. Subhanallah. Enroll in one of our classes, one of our courses. Enroll your kids in Madrasatul Madina for free Islamic education, free HIFZ classes. Enroll in Jami'atul Madina, the Darul Ulum of Dawat Islami. A free top education by experienced ulama and teachers are taught. Enroll them in Darul Madina Islamic Schooling System or online via QuranTeacher.net, where there's over 20 different courses that are available according to your timings from the comfort of your home. And fill out your pious deeds, nek a'mal, to monitor your progress to become a better Muslim that you can download for free from App Store or Play Store. All of these things help us to become better people, better Muslims. It's also advised for those who suffer from constipation. Remember, again, whatever you're going to implement, it's best to consult with your GP before you implement it. Skip a meal or two. Inshallah al-Kareem, this shall relieve the intestines and the stomach will get some rest also. Eat a decent amount of papaya. Take 1 or 3 spoons of psyllium husk with water. If this does not improve the condition, then increase the quantity of the husk. If constipation is reoccurring, then repeat this twice or thrice a week. Add 1/2 teaspoon of finely ground green tea to water and drink this before sleeping. If possible, especially those who have this problem over and over again, do this daily for at least 4 months. Allah willing, besides constipation, you will also be protected from many other sicknesses and illnesses. And this is also very beneficial for improvement of the memory. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. So try that, inshallah al-kareem, with good intentions and also firstly consulting with your doctor before implementing these Madani pearls of advices. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Dawud Islam is there for you and I to encourage us, to motivate us towards goodness, towards doing good deeds and away from evils. So join the community. Join your local Madani Markaz Islamic Center of Dawud Islami for spiritual upliftment, for education based on authentic sources, scholars and books. And be part of this beautiful, fragrant Madani environment of Dawud Islami. And join with your family, with your children as well, and you will not regret it. Until next time, if you think good, you will speak good, you will do good, and good things will happen. Inshallah al-Kareem. Keep safe and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from what ever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.